It is time for, I'm sorry about this, Dr. Wortman. It is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Wortman. Judy joins us, so at least she has up and through today on Thursday mornings at this same time. She is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, and also author of Simon Loses His Tummy. Good morning, Dr. Wortman.
Good morning, and thank you, Jill, for the reminder. For those of you who may have slept through that particular Sunday school lesson.
Yeah, really?
it was when the town of Saddam,
yeah.
Which is someplace, who knows, in, you know.
Someplace near Gomorrah.
Yeah. Right, was destroyed, and
the few
people who were allowed to survive were told to run away and not look back. And being curious, the wife of one of the righteous men turned around. This is Mrs. Lot, and she was turned into a pillar of salt. And the curious thing is that if you go to the area near the Dead Sea in Israel, which is so full of salt that you simply cannot go below the water. You just float on it. You see these pillars of salt. So I wonder whether many, who knows.
How many people actually turned around?
Turned around. Yeah. I just wanted one last look at my cell phone. Anyway.
I just didn't think that. I thought Sodom was one of the seven restricted words out of the SEC.
No, you can't even bury it with your father and this and that. It's okay. Just you, pillar of salt. Our topic today is salt.
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes I think, you know, when one goes to a restaurant, as we did in a city that won't be mentioned a couple of months ago with friends, one almost felt that your insides were turning into a pillar of salt because the food was so excessively salty. And it was one of those places where you get these small plates that you share with everybody. And a few of them, we took one bite and we literally spit out the food. It was just pure salt. And I actually wrote a review of this restaurant and mentioned that the food was excessively salty, and I got back an answer from the owner saying, yes, we understand, we know that, we know it's very salty. And I'm thinking, why? Why do they have food whose stomach? You might as well not eat the food. You just sort of put salt on a tablespoon and just eat it directly because that's exactly what it tasted like. But that's not, I mean, but that was obvious. It was obvious that we were getting too much salt. But the problem is that most of us just don't know how much salt we're getting in our diet, and according to all sorts of government agencies, including the Center for Communicable Diseases, etc., we are all getting overwhelmingly high amounts of salt in our diet, and it may be having, you know, serious effects on our blood pressure, which then can have serious effects on our cardiovascular health and lead to things like major strokes or even mini strokes being sometimes so silent and invisible that you only know that somebody's had them when they develop something called vascular dementia, which is like Alzheimer's, but comes from a different source, having these mini strokes, which may come from having too much salt because your blood pressure isn't under control. And the thing is that we are just so unaware of where our salt is coming from. And Jill, I was thinking to myself because I cook, and I thought every time I added a spice that is like I don't use them, but let's say a garlic salt or an onion salt or a combination of spices, you know, this is good for grilling meat or what have you. You look at the context, and the first ingredient is sodium.
Or and then you've got the MSG component, which people don't even realize that they are ingesting at at a clip as flavors and so forth. But is there also a sugar parallel with this? Because
I always cut up black instead of using salt. And you're going to laugh at this. I cut up black olives because they have a very salty taste to them.
Yeah, but that's because they're cured in salt.
Oh, okay. Olives do, tomatoes do. But
bad idea.
But the kind that you use are absolutely that juice that we used to love. Judy, when you were growing up, did you have black olives and put it on your fingers, and did you beg your mom for the juice?
Of course.
Drinking out of the. Okay, so that's all salt. That's the reason.
I throw the juice away, though.
It doesn't matter. They've been steeped. What do you think turns them then?
I thought I was saving salt.
No, but
the point is, and then the thing is, if you go to fast food restaurants, this is something that was shocking. The Center for the Science and the Public Interest, which goes around surveying the foods that we shouldn't be eating at all, gave prizes to some fast food restaurants whose the salt content of, in one meal was equal to the salt content we should be eating per week. This was just in one meal. And you would not have known that because it wasn't that it tasted salty, but that all of the ingredients probably had sodium in it to give flavor to the meal. But you can do something simple. I go to not necessarily fast food restaurant, but let's say a soup and salad bar. Soups are extremely high in salt. Bread is high in salt, probably because it's something that's added in to make the yeast work or something. And luncheon meat is very high in salt. Or canned food. So you don't really have to, you know, put a lot of salt on your food from the salt shaker to be a victim of having too much of this.
Right, and prepared foods, you know, if you are even getting the best prepared food from the best places at the most ridiculously overpriced because it's the best, the salt, you have no idea how much salt is going into it because... This just reminds me of Thanksgiving with some very health-conscious people where I was making the potatoes, and they were walking in, stealing them out of the pan, going, oh, these are so good. What did you use? It's like salt and butter.
That's right.
The reason you like these is because all year long, what you eat is...
That's right. Salt-free butter.
Right.
For your...
Exactly. Yeah. So, but the fact is, there is... As with so much in life, a balance. There's a judicious balance. And what has happened, and this is why I made the sugar leap as well, because this is another hey way back when, but wishbone Italian dressing as a marinade was terrific. We used to use it. My mother, just as I've always said, an indifferent cook, but well ahead of her time, used to take wishbone Italian dressing and a spoonful of, half a teaspoon of curry powder, and use it as a marinade for chicken. And, you know, it just sang. It was great. But, so I thought, you know, that's a good idea. I'll try it. I'm bored with my... Okay, wishbone Italian now, if you did a side-by-side test, is so sweet. This is an absolutely open secret. The tastes, people's taste buds in the last 30 years have changed so much that there's so much sugar dumped into everything that that's what people think it should taste like now. And it's true, Jill,
but I think that I'm not suggesting that we have so much sugar. And by the way, what about all the foods that have a salty, sweet taste to them? Oh, like throw in some salt onto your brownies or something because it the combination is supposed to be... Perfect, but the problem is that, you know, again, it does have an effect on blood pressure, and blood pressure is a silent disease that, you know, is noticeable only if you go to the doctor and have a blood pressure taken, and then he says or she says, okay, you should be taking your blood pressure every day at home or several times a week because you don't know when it's going to go up. But most of us don't, and most of us aren't aware of the fact that we may have high blood pressure, and apparently not just the salt, but the fact we're not getting another mineral called potassium that has to be balanced in our diet with our salt intake. That comes from fruits and vegetables. And think of the people, Jill, who just throw their steak on the grill, throw it, put salt on top. They're on the paleo or the keto diet. They're not going to eat any vegetables or fruit. And then you think, well, what's going to happen to their salt intake, lack of potassium intake, blood pressure, and stroke? And the thing that really, I think, should make everybody stand up and notice is something that came out of the National Alzheimer's Association meeting, a national meeting on Alzheimer's that took place about a week or so ago in Chicago, in which somebody who had done research on many, many people said that there was really a relationship between your sodium intake, between high blood pressure and the development of dementia, which meant that people with lower blood pressure were less likely to develop the early symptoms of dementia. And it seems to me that is really enough to have affected, that should be enough to really affect how people see their food intake. Because, as I said in my article, you really want to remember whether you salted food or not.
Yeah, really. All right,
and
doctor.
Go
ahead. Finish the sentence.
And I would say not put yourself in jeopardy of something that's going to have absolutely horrible consequences.
I couldn't agree more. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll talk next week. Okay.
Thank you, Mrs. Lott, also known as Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.